From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. A new frontrunner for Trump's Secretary of State. ExxonMobil President and CEO Rex Tillerson has emerged as President-elect Donald Trump's top choice for Secretary of State, according to two transition officials. Tillerson joins former Trump critic and 2012 Republican presidential hopeful Mitt Romney as the apparent leading contenders for the nation's top diplomatic post. Former New York City Mayor Rudolph Giuliani was also on Trump's shortlist before he withdrew his name from consideration Friday, citing plans to return to the private sector. Tillerson, the chief executive of the world's largest publicly traded company, has extensive international business experience, including dealings with Russia. Tillerson's involvement with Russia, including his personal ties with President Vladimir Putin, would likely draw close scrutiny during any Senate confirmation hearings, given Russia's apparent attempts to influence the outcome of November's U.S. presidential election. Tillerson met privately with the president-elect on Tuesday after recommendations from former Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice and Defense Secretary Robert Gates. The CIA believes Russia intervened in the recent U.S. presidential election to help Donald Trump win at the polls. That according to an article in the Washington Post newspaper today. In the meantime, President Obama has ordered the intelligence community to conduct a full review of hacking-related activity aimed at disrupting the 2016 U.S. presidential election. Eric Schultz is the White House Deputy Press Secretary.
This is not an effort to challenge the outcome of the election. We have acknowledged who won the election. It wasn't the candidate that the president campaigned for. So we're not calling into question the election results. We are taking seriously our responsibility to protect the integrity of those elections.
This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and other top diplomats are in Paris in a fresh attempt to find solutions for Syria's nearly six-year-old war that has claimed the lives of more than 300,000 people.
The indiscriminate bombing by the regime, which violates international rules of law of war, in many cases crimes against humanity and war crimes, needs to stop. And those who support it, those in Moscow and elsewhere who have supported it, should do their utmost to bring it to a close.
The French foreign minister hosted the meeting in the French capital to discuss Syria with United States, European, and Arab top diplomats and members of Syria's opposition, a group known as the Friends of Syria. All calls for a stop to the fighting have so far failed. Mr. Kerry also took time to defend the Obama administration's fight against ISIS.
And as we begin the days of wrapping up the Obama administration, I want to make it crystal clear that we have made enormous progress in that regard. In some ways, not as fast as any of us always wanted to, but significant progress.
In the meantime, UN General Assembly also voted to pass a resolution late Friday that demanded an immediate cessation of fighting in Syria and urgent humanitarian aid access. Russia, China, and Iran voted against the resolution, which is non-binding but carries political weight. Colombian President Juan Manuel Santos accepted the Nobel Peace Prize on Saturday, touting the honor as a gift from heaven for his efforts in ending the 50-year civil war in Colombia.
Que esta noticia,
he said, this piece of news came as a gift from heaven at a time when our ship felt adrift. The Nobel Peace Prize was the tailwind that helped us reach our destination. The port of peace. Thank you very much. Santos was awarded the Peace Prize for his work in brokering a peace deal between the Colombian government and leftist guerrillas of the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia, or FARC, after decades of war. In his acceptance speech, Santos dedicated the award to all Colombians, especially those 220,000 who died during the Civil War. Countries around the world mark International Human Rights Day today. As disrespect for basic human rights continues to be widespread in many areas, the United Nations is calling on everyone to stand up for universal rights. International Human Rights Day is a commemoration of December 10, 1948, when the UN General Assembly adopted the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. Joe Palkin, Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.